Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mass on the feast of St. Bridget of Sweden, patron of Europe. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are to hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom without understanding, the evil one comes and carries off what is sown in his heart. This is the person who receives the seed on the edge of the path. The one who received it on patches of rock is the person who hears the word and welcomes it at once with joy, but they have no root in them. It does not last. Let some trial come or some persecution on account of the word, and they fall away at once. Those who receive the seed in thorns are those who hear the word, but the worries of this world and the lure of riches choke the word, and so they produce nothing. And those who receive the seed in rich soil are those who hear the word and understand it. They are the ones who yield a harvest and produce now 100-fold, now 60, now 30. This is the gospel of the Lord. All the time through his word, God is educating his people. You remember the opening of the letter to the Hebrews. In various ways and in over many times, God has spoken through the prophets. God is the great educator, leading us away from simple signs like manna in the desert or the parting of the sea before the people on Exodus. He leads us to understand that he is the one who nourishes us day by day. We will read the gospel on Sunday. It will teach us to say, "Give us today our daily bread." And Jeremiah is part of the teaching processes of God's word. For a while, the Jewish people believed that the presence of God was in the Ark of the Covenant. And now Jeremiah says, it will be heard of no more. No one will ever build it again. There will be no Ark of the Covenant. There will be no need for God to live in a box. God will live within his holy city. And Jeremiah is clear. When that time comes, Jerusalem will be called the throne of the Lord. All the nations will gather there in the name of the Lord. And then the ages go by and we realize that God's throne is not put within a city, though we can find it there, or in a nation, we can find it there too. But God's throne is in our hearts. I will write my law on their hearts, Jeremiah will say later on. No more will people need to seek the law of God as if it was out there or up there or buried in the ground. We will know it because God will seal our hearts with his law. And so the prayer of Jesus, "Give us today our daily bread, help us to grow today," is part of the process by which Jesus teaches us that the kingdom of God starts within us. And that is the meaning, isn't it, of Jesus spelling out the implications of the parable of the sower. The parable simply has one point. It is God's word is fruitful. God's word will produce fruit. But there is no easy growth. The growth is difficult. There will be thorns. There will be stony ground. And these are part of the word of God too. Through the adversities, through the disappointments, through the partings, through the deaths we experience, somehow or other, that is the ground on which the word of God will grow. But it will grow.